Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Barrett. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Barrett. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ed Wells. And now, play ball. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer bunts towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNair scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball towards center field. West fields the ball and throws to home. Hemsley drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Hemsley. Wells throws it away. That's an error on Wells. Johnson scores. Higgins moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dick Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McNair fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Sharon. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gullick moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Gullick moves to third. Campbell moves to second. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gullick scores. Campbell scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 1 in the game. Wells bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Levy moves to second. One out. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sharon hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Levy scores. It's Athletics, 3, Browns, 3. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes West. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. West steals second. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gullick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Gullick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finney for the out. Higgins moves to second. Two outs. Dick Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-2 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gulick. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Higgins scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-3 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Storti pinch hits for Ed Wells. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Storti reaches second base with a double. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Sharon hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. West takes first base on ball 4. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank McDonald now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. McNair moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Higgins bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McNair moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Barrett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop pinch hits for Dib Williams. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair scores. Johnson scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 8-3, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Max Bishop now playing second base. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Barrett covering, for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-4 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cochran moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. McNair strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-3, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Hank McDonald. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball four. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Sharon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. West hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.